The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? When he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. For what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? When she does find it, she calls together friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me because I found the coin that I lost.' In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of the Lord. The letter of St. Paul is very rich. I'd like to underline one point. St. Paul speaks about getting to know Jesus Christ. Let's pray that we really get to know Jesus Christ. And I point out three ways that you can get to know Jesus Christ. First is that all of us, on a daily basis, should have the Bible in our hands, but not simply the Bible, but as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, that the very heart of the Bible are the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Pray for the grace to not simply to read the gospel, which is the life of Christ, but also to know who Christ is, but to go beyond that, to love Christ. So that's one way in which we encounter Christ, is in the daily meditation on the Bible, especially with the gospels. Second is, in this parish, we really promote the Ignatian spirituality. And we want all of you, this is a challenge, to make your daily holy hour, even though sometimes it's hard. Make your daily holy hour. So by doing that, you get to know Christ. And lastly, by receiving Jesus in Holy Communion, not only are you knowing Him, but also you're loving Him. So St. Paul, there's a lot in that short reading. But one of the key points is that St. Paul recognized very clearly the very essence of his life was Jesus Christ. Amen? The responsorial psalm says, "Blessed are those who search for the Lord." I'm listening to a very good conference by these two intellectuals who teach in St. John University in New York. And the conference is on St. Augustine. According to these experts, the work of St. Augustine called Confessions is the most famous literary work outside the Bible in the world. Confessions is the greatest literary masterpiece. Now, St. Augustine was far away from God until he was 31 years old, which is almost half his life. He lived into his 70s, but almost half his life he was far away from God. However, if you've ever read the Confessions, which is considered the first autobiography written, St. Augustine, he was searching for God in Manichaeism, in false philosophies, in sex, because he was addicted to sex. He said, "Lord, give me chastity, but not now, not now. I'm not ready, no." But St. Augustine was searching for God. Another great man who was searching for God was Cardinal Newman. Cardinal Henry Newman, maybe you've heard of him. "Lead gently into the light," his beautiful poem. "Lead gently into the light." When I was studying in the university, I studied his autobiography, which is called Apologia Pro Vita, the apology of his life. You know how he came in the church? By studying history. He, like Scott Hahn and the great converts, if you study history, you're going to see all the flaws in Protestantism, a lot of flaws. You're going to be led into the fullness of the light, which is Catholicism. This is Henry Newman, who was beatified by Pope Benedict about 7 years ago, in England, actually. So that's the message of the responsorial psalm. Okay, the Gospel, we've already entered into Luke chapter 15, which is the greatest chapter in the world on the parables of mercy. Father Al Hall called it the lost and found chapter. Okay? The lost and found chapter. Okay, I'm just give you one idea. I've always been a city boy. I've never lived in the country. I've lived in one city after the next. And I've often thought, if I had 100 sheep, and I lost one, I would say, okay, who cares? I lost one. Huh? Honestly. If I got 99, maybe I'll get another sheep, but let the one go. But that's not Jesus. Jesus, rather, loves not only the 100, but loves everyone individually. That's the message. Is that there are, what, about 7 billion people in the world today, more or less? God loves the 7 billion, but he also loves everyone individually. So every soul has infinite value because Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross. I think we should pray for this grace. I've heard that Mother Teresa, as well as Paul VI, and many saints, when they dealt with individuals, they dealt with that individual as if he were the only person in the world. That's hard, especially if you deal with a lot of people. Let's pray for the grace. Every person that we meet was sent to you by God. And that when that person leaves you, he will have more God in his heart. Amen? That's the message. That's the message. And finally, today we have a really very heartwarming, a very loving saint. I invite all of you to maybe try to get a book on the life of Saint Martin of Porres. In 8 days, we celebrate St. Martin of Tours. We celebrate the two great St. Martins in November. just a couple ideas in his life. He was born in Peru in the late 1500s. His father was a white man. His mother was a black woman from Panama, who was a freed slave. And listen to this. When Martin was born, his father left the family because he did not like the color of the skin of Martin. How ugly. That makes me feel very sad. Simply because his skin was a little more dark than his father, that made him basically unimportant. So his father got up and he left him. So he was brought up by a single mother. And Martin suffered very much. But the mother brought him to a trade school to be a barber, which was basically back then to be a surgeon. So barbers would cut hair, and they would also do medical works. So he was very happy that he could do this. So he felt that if I have a religious habit on, people will think more about God. So he entered into the Dominicans. And after being with them many years, he made his perpetual vows and became Martin. And he was known as Martin the Charitable, because even though his father was prejudicial, Martin loved everyone, even animals. He went beyond St. Francis in animals, no? He could tell you stories about his relation with animals, but you read the book of his life, no? But especially Martin loved people. He loved the sick. He loved the rejected. He loved the paralytics. He loved the dregs of society. And he would not only tend to the sick religious in his monastery, which was his first obligation. So he was head of the infirmary. He would do that. But he would go out, and whenever there was a sick person, that sick person was Jesus Christ. That sick person was Jesus Christ. I was sick and you tended to me. Matthew chapter 25. But not only did Martin heal people, but he was gentle, kind, and loving. So let's pray that we will be gentle, kind, and loving. Let's pray for nurses, that they would be competent, but gentle, kind, and loving, and compassionate. Let's pray for doctors. Pray for doctors. That they'll be very competent in the field, but gentle, kind, and loving. I'd like to tell you one story, and then we'll move on to the Mass. Is on one occasion, there was an Indian who had a horse, and the horse had a lot of wood on top of it. And the horse started to sink into mud, which is like quicksand. And all the people looking at it, they were laughing at the poor man. Not one of them tried to help him out, but they were laughing. Martin got really angry. And Martin went and said to the mule or the donkey, "I command you, get out of the mud." And just like this, the horse moved up and got out of the mud, and he was saved. One of the many stories of the miracles of Martin the Charitable. Okay, some of you do the Liturgy of Vows with us. Okay, a few of you. Beautiful, beautiful reading taken from St. John the 23rd. Beautiful reading. Read it again today. Okay? Beautiful reading. And what the Pope is saying is that Martin is a model for us for charity. But where did he get his love? by spending many hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament. During the day, he would work. At night, he would spend hours in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring Jesus Christ, and by receiving Holy Communion. So let's pray to St. Martin of Porres that none of us would ever give in to prejudice. Never look at a person because of his skin color, because of his accent, because of his ethnic origin. That's very, very ugly. And it's the exact opposite of what Jesus said. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. And let's pray in honor of St. Martin that we would get to know Christ and love Christ, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. How privileged you are that after Mass I'm going to be exposed in the Blessed Sacrament. You can be with Jesus all day until 8:30 at night. How privileged you are. So let's pray that we would grow in love. Let's pray that maybe on your tombstone it will be written, not Martin the Charitable, but put your name, the Charitable. Amen.